Hi, this is Keisha Martin. Welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm going to speak about darkness and understanding the path of light. Okay. And as we delve in, if you would like to check out more of my work, you can visit my website at keishamartin.com, which is spelled Keshia. And there you'll find plenty of life hacks, videos, and also programs if you're interested in learning how to put things right into application. I've created some programs for you so that way you and they're really easy to use and things that you can apply from now. So let's just jump right in. As the age of enlightenment and awareness grows and develops, and more beings, human beings, are becoming aware, and they're breaking past the void and the norm, and they're starting to understand themselves as spirit beings. Each person has a choice of which route they would like to go. Okay? A spiritual being does not necessarily mean someone is all of high and greater good. Okay? And because of this, it's important for you as you're choosing who to listen, what post to read, that you are understanding their main intent and it aligns with your main intent. Each person has the choice to go light or dark, meaning just as how the other term is used, good or evil, okay? And it's important to differentiate that because those words have been used synonymously and carry a vibration of that negative energy all the same. Okay? Now, as you proceed and begin to move further, you should be conscious that your heart is in alignment with the love and the greater good. Okay, to truly ascend, to truly grow in love, to truly break past your own barriers. Now, these barriers would be things that arrive from negative experiences, such as that would have created pain, anxiety, depression, fatigue, and all those things, okay? But right now, as you're growing, it's important that you understand your truer mission, your truer inner desire, your truer wanting and need to move to a positive area of life. That's the key. So I've never been into labels, but there are a lot of labels that are flying around. And there are a lot of labels that are keeping, that are attracting people because it feeds an aspect of themselves that actually still needs healing. This is a very scary thing because if you're thinking, oh wow, if I'm empowering someone, here's what's happening. You're empowering someone's ego by telling them that they can have power in some of their negative or their darker strengths. And the person who has not done the work within themselves to heal, to get to love, warmth, and compassion may jump into these words because it's feeding their ego to make them feel good. And then they're gonna roll with that, not ever doing the true intended work to get themselves love, right? And what's gonna happen, right, is that they're gonna grow more negatively. But because their ego's in such a high, it's like you have the adrenaline running. So when you already know, think about the last time your adrenaline was running. How, if you ran into something or cut yourself, did you feel, you might have felt it occur, but it wasn't until you cooled down and the adrenaline subsided that you actually felt, okay, well, how hard did I really hit myself? You know what I mean? That's what's going on. And we got to be careful because that's going to raise a whole new thing. And I'm almost like, I'm going to send this out with a lot of love and blessing because the person's listening to this to get the idea to raise darkness or to raise negative forces to harm more humanity because you're hurting is really only going to backfire on you 10 times, 20 times fold, honestly. So if your life is hurting now and you decide you want to go to the dark to hurt more people, this is going to look like whatever you're living in now is going to feel like heaven compared to what's going to come to you, pretty much. The version of heaven, okay? And you might feel like you don't care, but you'll care when it starts happening to you. And I have to say things in this way because people are misconstruing and taking a lot of this stuff lightly as though our spiritual beings aren't real or like this whole thing doesn't exist, or if it does exist, it's a playland of power. And this playland of power, you'll have no idea what you're doing and why these paradigms and levels of controls are put in until you get over there, okay? Seriously. It's, and if I'm saying this and it sounds like I'm scaring you, it's more to bring awareness to you so you really get that this is something big. And that you should take your own personal growth seriously, you know? And you already know now what it's like to be in pain. You already know now what it's like to have gone through something bad. You may still be going through something bad. So you already know what it was like to go through the difficult times, and you may be getting over it, or you are still wallowing in it and feeling those burdens. And I've been there. I've been in those painful periods, and I know how hard it could be to wake up, wanting to eat, wanting to go outside, wanting to do these things. And speaking from experience, I know when you're going through those things, it's just a moment in time. And it's not till you make a decision to do something different and see what's on the other side will you actually get a different result and start to live and speak freely like what I'm doing right now today. Okay. So there is another end. All right. So here's the thing. You know what's going on now in your life. Try not doing the same things that you've been doing. Let's move forward. Try releasing it. Try not thinking about it. Try breathing instead. Like, do the different things to help you not focus on the things that you don't want in your life, because ultimately there's a lot of healing that needs to be done with all of humanity. And even if they lived a so-called good life and they didn't really have like a lot of issues, it doesn't mean karmically, energetically, they don't have things that they have to overcome and release. Okay? And that's fact. That's true. It doesn't mean you have to be raped, molested, killed somebody, robbed. It doesn't mean you have to have gone through like broken homes, watching your parents getting beaten, or you getting abused by your parent or step parent or family member. All right, not everyone has to go through those horrible pains to have to go through emotional healing. All right. And just because you've gone through those things doesn't mean that someone who hasn't has their life completely better than you. All right. It may seem better on the outside because they have more resources, and mentally you're looking at them like, yo, what's your problem? You didn't deal with this, right? But for whatever the case may be, karmically, they have something that may have happened to them maybe another time that locks them in a bad mindset and keeps them in a position where even though they've in a life of abundance, they're mentally and emotionally broken. And so the mix of pain varies amongst all environments. Some is hidden, you can't see it, they're dressed up, they're rich, they're wealthy, they're on TV. And then there's other ones who are suffering and everything about their life is visual, is visible. You can see it. You know, you can see that this person's going through something. And maybe as many times people see you, they still ask you or do nothing to help you through your situation. Okay. So as you make your choices in your life today, as you're listening to this and you want to have a change, make the right choice for yourself. Make the one to love. Do what it takes to let go of the pain. And if you need help or if you need guidance, you can go to my website. You can download, get access to tons of information there to help you through, like, how to forgive people, how to let go of certain friends, how to overcome this. You know, like, I thought I'd bring it into your real life, all right? So that way, if you're dealing with, like, the financial, the children, the trying to find somebody, dealing with messed up people in your life, having the messed up job, whatever the case may be, I tie it back into some level of spiritual growth so that way you'll know how to apply it. So it's really valuable. A lot of people find ways to get through it. How to meditate. There's things on meditation and the things that I did to pull myself out of those dark places. Okay. And that's why I wanted to do this post, because the word dark is used interchangeably in so many different ways. On the positive side, it's when you're going to oneness. After you've done all the dirty work, after you've done all the clearing and the cleansing, there's levels of meditations that you receive that you can achieve. And you'll get to this abyss of nothingness, which is dark, you know, and that's something completely different than the negative dark. And when you're dealing with negative aspects of yourself or bad feelings, lower vibration aspects of yourself, those are different, completely different than when you've finished or reached a point in your life where you're there. Okay. And then you might make some more mistakes and end up back down again. So it's really all on choices that you make and decisions that you want for your life. And I have to laugh and say things like that because it's a real deal. You know, you can go to darkness and be in nothingness, and then you lose somebody that you love tragically in a car accident, and then you're upset again. You didn't finish certain groundwork underneath, you know, and you have more healing to do. Okay. So make your choices wisely as you continue your path and understand your true intentions of your heart as you make the decisions of what you really, really, really want. Don't make your decisions when you're in an emotional state, a high emotional state of anxiety, or you're down, or whatever, you're emotionally charged. Make a decision of a place of peace. Okay. I even want to go as far as, don't do it when you're like super high, happy, happy, happy. Like, do it when you're neutral. Okay. Do it when you're at peace. Do it when you're at a good zone where you can connect to your spirit and make the right choice. All right. So this is Keisha Martin, your spiritual coach and energy healer. And I will see you in the next episode.